you will see people worshipping under trees, not necessarily having a building or anything. They worship under the tree and they believe that God is hearing them from there. So the hand of God is actually transforming people in this community.
Church is complicated, and for many of us, it can be difficult to see a path forward. Is it even possible for the church to be the hopeful, healing presence Jesus intended? At World Relief, we believe the answer is still yes. Every day, we see stories unfold of people moving together to create change in communities across the globe. Not because the church is perfect, but because God desires to use community to create change. In the midst of the mess, in the midst of human brokenness, God still moves through the local church. This is Forward Together, hope-filled stories from the global church.
Hello, my name is Matthew Sorens. I am the U.S. Director of Church Mobilization and Advocacy for World Relief. Today's interview is with Micah Ikechoi, who serves as the Church Empowerment Zone Coordinator in Turkana, Kenya. We conducted this interview a few weeks back, and Micah shared just so much good information, rich spiritual, technical, cultural knowledge. It was a little bit hard to condense everything into a 15-minute podcast episode. So before we move ahead, I wanted to summarize a few of the things that Micah shared so that you as a listener can get the most out of what Micah said. So Turkana, which is where Micah has lived most of his life and where he was speaking to me from during the interview, it's in the far northwest corner of Kenya. It borders Ethiopia, Uganda, and Sudan. And most people in Turkana, about 60%, are pastoralists, another 20% are agro-pastoralists. So that means their livelihood is focused on livestock. That's how they feed their families and earn a living. But that's been challenging because Turkana has experienced a repeated drought. It has suffered from food insecurity. And then to add to all of that, there's been these raids from neighboring communities, which is a result of some broader regional struggles that have made it really hard to secure basic resources and find land and water for the livestock to graze on. Micah, as you'll hear, is a husband and he's a father of three. He's got degrees in community development and community health. And as I mentioned, he's now World Relief's Church Empowerment Zone Coordinator in Turkana County, Kenya. A Church Empowerment Zone, or a CEZ, is a unique model that World Relief uses in a number of different countries. We pioneered about 10 years back that really focuses on bringing churches together in a particular area so they can have the greatest impact possible as they serve the vulnerable in their community. It's such a privilege to hear from an on-the-field expert sharing examples and stories of what church empowerment looks like in Turkana. I loved hearing from Micah about churches coming together and mobilizing resources within themselves to meet the physical and spiritual needs of their community. And I know that you are going to really value hearing from him too. So let's jump in. Hi, everyone. It's great to be back with you again. I am very excited today to be having a conversation with Micah Ikechoi. Welcome, Micah.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here again.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
I am from Busia County in the western part of Kenya. I've been in Turkana for almost the entire of my life. Micah Ikechoi is married to one wife called Bright Jakait, and we are blessed with three children.
For those who are listening who may have never even heard of what a church empowerment zone is, how would you describe in one or two sentences, what is a church empowerment zone?
A church empowerment zone is a geographical location that World Relief implements its activity. For example, in Turkana, we have 13 church network committees. These network committees are made of church networks, different denominations, different churches, making a church network, which is overseen by a church network committee. So part of my role is just to make sure that I build and sustain the relationship between the organization and the county government and other stakeholders, including other non-governmental organization. My second role is to ensure that coordination of the church mobilization is done according to the laid down procedure.
You know, Mike, I think many people have also been aware that Turkana in particular is going through some drought and even famine in some cases. Tell us some things that the global community, people beyond Turkana or beyond Kenya, may not be aware of about that part of the country.
Currently, the drought situation is actually still burning and hitting so hard. And you'll find that we've not actually received adequate rainfall. In the past, that is March, April, May, and last year's October, November, December, we hardly received any rain. This means that the cattle for the pastoral and agropastoral people has drastically reduced. It also means that the number of kilometers that people are going to fetch water has increased. Currently, we are talking about an average of 10 kilometers where people walk, and we talk about 80% of water sources having up dried up. You will also see that the food prices have also spiked, which is also evident in the region.
I'm wondering how you're seeing God work through the church in the midst of that, those challenges in Turkana, in the midst of that crisis.
In the midst of the crisis, the church is actually trying. And maybe if I can just give a background of how the church looks like in Turkana. The Catholic has been the main church in Turkana for a long period of time. In the current situation, you will find that other churches also are cropping up. In the areas that we are doing our programming, we have like 21 different denominations. The voice of the church is being heard. A practical example is one of the churches in our areas where we operate. We have this Kangputia church. This is a church that was planted there after we had put up a borehole. Because as we were doing the need analysis, those community people told us they have two agenda that they want us to intervene. One was water. The second thing they wanted was a church. Within a very short time, a church came up, and we have a very vibrant church at that place right now. This church did not just stop there. You will find Pastor Simon going an extra mile, reaching out, going to other villages that they don't have church, and preaching and seeing into it that they also receive the word of God. You will see people worshiping under trees, not necessarily having a building or anything. They worship under the tree, and they believe that God is hearing them from there. So the hand of God is actually transforming people in this community. So the church is actually trying. Out of the empowerment that we have given the churches around here, the churches have become sensitive. And other than the spiritual nourishment that they do, they are aware that it is also their role to serve the physical needs of the people around them.
Wow, that is so encouraging to hear, Micah. And you know, I'm also struck, though, by just the number of crises that have occurred over and over again there in Turkana. How do you, as a Christian and as a leader, to continue to have faith in the midst of those recurring crises?
Our hope is in Jesus is supreme. And being hopeful gives us a reason to serve. And actually, sometimes you get to the community, you are moved by whatever you see. But when you talk to the church, you talk to the people around the church, they are able to start thinking outside the box. They are able to start seeing from where they are sitting what can we do as a church? Today, where we were, this is a group of people who their animals died. So they're fresh guys who have just come to settle in a new area where actually nobody is looking at them. There's no organization that has come even to interact with them. So we were there with the part of the CNC, who are the leadership of the churches. Then I posed a question to them. What are you doing to assist these people? Because when we say we will wait until maybe we get a donor funding, maybe we will get it later when these people are not here. But one of the church leaders said, no, we need to get back to our churches, talk to our churches in whichever way people can contribute, either food items, clothing, then we are able to come and support this. So with that, when I look at that, people starting thinking about themselves, what they can do to help such crises that are here. You see, the church is growing to another level, and the church is actually prepared. It has the ability to transform the community.
Wow. Micah, can you tell us a story about a time when you've seen or experienced God's faithfulness in your life or through your work at World Relief?
Yes. One day, I was together with some of my colleagues. We had gone for our normal routine work, which was almost like 60 kilometers from where we are. So when we came back, we found the riverbed was flooded. The riverbed was flooded and we could not cross because of the strength and the speed of water and the amount of water in that riverbed. You know, in Turkana, there are places where there are no bridges for you to cross over. So what we decided, we just stopped and parked the vehicle away from some distance, away from the riverbed. The four of us who were on the vehicle, we fell asleep, not knowing that the river on the upstream, it had broken the bank. Lucky enough, there was another vehicle that was parking behind us. All of a sudden, we just heard the vehicle hooting. So we woke up. Looking around, where we were standing was filled with water. The driver tried to start the vehicle. You know what? The vehicle refused to start. We struggled and towed the vehicle away from the water. And in like a span of 5 to 20 minutes, the water was so much. But for us, we were safe. We were away. The vehicle was also safe. So to me, that scenario showed me that really our God is faithful. And it doesn't matter the situation, He is able to come up in His own way and even save us whenever we are not even aware of the crisis or anything around us. So I look at the crisis here in Turkana. I'm hopeful that even if it happens, to what extent our God is watching and is able to restore us and to restore the people who are suffering in this particular drought. And at the end of it, the people will be safe.
Thank you for that story, Micah. And it's a reminder of God's faithfulness in the midst of hardship and a good reminder for all of us to be praying as so many people in Turkana are facing hardships. We're nearing the end of our interview, but I wondered if you could say something to someone who's feeling discouraged or ready to give up on attending church or maybe even give up on faith in God altogether, what would you tell them?
I will tell them sometime it's so easy to get discouraged. It's so easy for someone to get discouraged. But the one thing you can do to yourself is not to lose hope. However much things are tough, however much we experience humps in the road, we just have to deal with them. However much the wave or the tide might look big, but we just need to remain hopeful and face the situation the way it is. Then the second thing I'll tell them is that everything happens for good. So to anybody who feels discouraged, to anybody who feels that they want not to go to church, I will tell them that Christ is the light. When your eyes are focused on the light, you will always get there. Despite how the tunnel will be dark, but when you look at the light that is at the end of the tunnel, you are able to be to continue toiling towards the light. So people should just continue having trust in God, because our God is a faithful God, and at His own convenient time, everything will work good according to His promises.
Great. Last question for you, Micah. Do you believe the church can change the world? And if so, why?
Yes, I believe the church can change the world. The first reason, the church is everywhere. You go to a village, you can miss the office of the chief, but you'll find there's a church. And this church here, you will find people congregating in that church come from different backgrounds, different areas in terms of professionalism and all that. So when these people come together, you will see there's a lot of untapped potential in the church. So from where I sit, I believe the church can change the world.
Thank you so much, Micah. As we close, would you mind saying a prayer over our time and for those who are listening?
Okay, let us bow down. Dear everlasting God, this particular evening, God, we want to humble before you. We humble before you, God, knowing that, Father, we are not worthy even to be among your flock because of our sinful nature. This particular moment, as we bow down our head, we ask you that, Lord, in a special way, just forgive us and have a place for us in your kingdom, Jehovah. We remember our brothers and sisters all over the world, especially, Lord, the places that we are serving, this Turkana County, God. Father, you know the level of the drought situation that our county is experiencing, Lord. But your word encourages us that despite all challenges, you are God above our life. So my Father and my God, I want to welcome you to this land of Turkana, that, Lord, we may have a long-lasting solution for our community, O God. Father, we thank you even for all our partners, those who are standing with us in different platforms, O God. We pray, God, that you may continue blessing them, O God, that you may continue uplifting them as they even stand with this community, my Father. So we thank you, God, for our partners from wherever they are and they're listening us from, oh God. We want to thank you because of connecting us and also asking that, Father, you may expand their territories, oh God, that they may continue helping us and reaching out to us in terms of our dire need, oh God. We speak good health upon them, oh God. We speak prosperity to our families in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and honor you, Lord, for it's in the name of Jesus I pray and believe. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Forward Together, Hope-Filled Stories from the Global Church, a podcast series by World Relief. To learn more about World Relief and get involved, visit www.worldrelief.org. On the next episode, tune in to hear about how God is at work through the church in Washington State.
I just see that the role of the local church kind of depends on, you know, what are the assets that your church has. You know, you can definitely just start with being a welcoming neighbor.